From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining with us in our program. I want you to turn to the first book of the Bible tonight, the book of Genesis. I want to read from chapter 7 of that book. Chapter 7. While you're looking it up, could I remind you that we will be playing the final extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferkey. We are, of course, offering Tony's testimony in full to anyone who contacts us. I'm going to be bringing the last study in our series, The Seven Sayings of Christ Upon the Cross. We're concluding that series. I hope it has been a benefit to you. Now, let's turn to Genesis chapter 7, and we'll read from the verse 11. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark. Two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. God will bless his word to our heart. Here's the concluding extract from Tony's testimony. Sadness has come to the home now, as you will hear. Do ask for the full tape. We'll be happy to send it to you.
At the age of 11, after I turned from the morning service and I was out the back with my younger son, my wife came running out and says, "Something is wrong with Stephen. He's not breathing." I went in and there was my son lying on the sofa and sort of vomiting his mouth. And I wondered what was wrong, and I tried to give him the kiss of life, but it was too late. Stephen had passed from the scene of time and was present, I know, with the Lord. I got down on my knees beside Stephen when I knew that he was dead, and I prayed. Now, I didn't pray an accusation, say why, because I knew he had a plan and purpose in life for all his children. Stephen was part of that plan. But instead, I thanked God for the wonderful years that he had given to us, and they were happy times. We had really wonderful times with Stephen. It's at that time I felt the strength of the Holy Spirit in me. It may sound strange, but in times like this, the Lord comes really close to you, and you feel that he has taken all your burdens, and that he is looking after you even in times of trouble. If there's anyone in times of trouble, I can surely say that if they trust in God and he's their Savior, then he will bear them up. We all will go through these troubles. A friend of mine, out of nowhere, seemed to appear, and he put his hands around me and he says, "I come to see what I can do for you." But I see that the Holy Spirit beat me to it. And he said, "I'll see you later on." And Tommy went. After I come to myself, I notified all my people in Wales and down at home of what happened to Stephen and that of his death. We had a wake. I felt the great presence of the Holy Spirit. And even in this time of tragedy, it was really a time of great strength and closeness to the Holy Spirit. People came to visit. They said that we're sorry to hear about your troubles. All I could say to them was, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Praise be the name of the Lord." After 3 days, Stephen was buried. I had a burden for my family and that I had to warn them that they needed to be saved. I took the opportunity to make this plain, that they all needed to be saved. before they could see the kingdom of God. And it was the love of God that sent his only begotten Son to die upon the tree. That was the purpose of Calvary. If any person wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven, they must be saved. The Lord says, I am the way, no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
We're turning once again to that familiar verse in Luke chapter 23, the verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. This will be our last look at this particular verse. We bring to a close our study of the seven sayings of the Saviour. I might just say that next week, in the will of the Lord, we will commence a new series of studies, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. But let's come to this last study, security in death. We have been considering the lessons to be learned from the words of Christ upon the cross. What words we have looked at. Here we have these final words, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The Saviour is our example in life. We should notice words, notice actions. Notice how he reacted to criticism, to evil. Notice how he resisted the devil in temptation. The Saviour shows us how to live, how to deal with life's problems, how to meet its sorrows and its griefs, its disappointments and its trials. But the Lord Jesus also shows us how to die. These final words show us here that death is not the end. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. The body will be buried, but what of the spirit? Where will your spirit go when death comes? You know, there are but two places. I know preachers hardly ever mention this. You would think to listen to the modern minister, the modern preacher, that everybody's going to heaven. That certainly was not the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's only those two places that you can go to, heaven or hell. Luke chapter 16, verses 22 and 23. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Christ sets down in those simple words the two places, the two destinations to which all of mankind is going. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Give thought to this serious matter tonight. It is well with those who can commend their spirit into God's hands at death. The word commend means to commit the keeping of. The Lord Jesus committed the keeping of his spirit into the hands of his Father. I have stated during our studies of these words that many feel that they may live as they like, and then at the end of their life say a little prayer or have someone say a little prayer for them and commend themselves to God, and it will be well for them in eternity. Sadly, that's the religious view of many. But how vain it is. How vain it is. I challenge anyone to show to me in the Bible that that's what Christ taught. This is a blind and a dreadful folly. How often the hymn, Abide with Me, is sung at funerals over the corpses of those who never have had any real dealings with God, and certainly never considered obeying his words. Do you really think that that is all there is to the religion of the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't really think that you do. Those whose spirits may be commended to the Father's care at death are those who in life rested in the Father's hands. The Lord Jesus Christ, in John chapter 10, speaks of his people as his sheep, his flock. He says this about those who are his sheep in the verse 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You see, Christ's sheep are in his Father's hand. A very similar image is presented to us in the Old Testament, in the book of Ruth, and in the chapter 2, and the verse 12, we have the words of Boaz. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. That's what it is to be a Christian. The image here used in Ruth chapter 2 and the verse 12 is of the little chick that seeks shelter under the feathers, under the wings of Mother Hen. What a glorious image that is, of the trusting soul sheltering under the wing of God. Well, in John chapter 10 you have a similar image, where the Lord Jesus Christ says that his sheep, his disciples, those who trust in him, those who are saved, are in the Father's hand. What a wonderful thing it is. Now, if in life you are in the Father's hand, then praise God, when death comes, there's no change. You can say, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." For having lived under the care of God's hand, we can die knowing that that care will continue. How do you become one of the Saviour's sheep? The Saviour makes that very clear to us. In John 10, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Here's how you become a Christian. Here's how you get into the hand of God. You enter through Christ. As the sheep enters the fold through the door, through the gate, so the poor sinner turns from his sins, seeks salvation by coming to Christ, and passing through him enters the safety of the Father's hand. I wonder today, have you passed to safety through the Lord Jesus Christ? How often the complaint has been made in my hearing, when pressing a person to get right with God, to become a Christian, they have responded, "I could never keep it," meaning that if they were to get saved, they could never continue on the Christian path. Do you not realize that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time? We are kept in God's hand. Here is why we read from Genesis chapter 7 earlier in our program. There we read that when Noah and his family and all the animals had entered into the ark, God shut the door. Oh, tonight, there's safety and security in Christ for the one who will trust in his loving message. Will you come to Christ and know what it is to rest in life and in death in the hand of the Almighty? Just as our program closes, could I remind you of the gospel mission that has begun in our church in Kilskerry, Monday to Friday at 8 o'clock, Lord's Days at 3:30. Please come and join with us. Preacher is the Reverend John Gray of Bethel Church in Enniskillen. Very warm welcome awaits anyone who joins us, especially those from our radio audience. And if you do come, please make yourself known to us. God bless you. Join with us again next week. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.